Stephen Mayne, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
I've got to get down to the Everest Babcock and Brown EGM at midday, so I apologise. I'll be running out after this one contribution. I just want to explore the issue with you, Chairman. Are you intending to retire at the end of your term at next year's annual meeting?
No.
Now, Chairman, I was at the Amcor AGM yesterday and we had a long discussion about their 10-year rule, and they have a board policy, which is that when directors notch up 10 years, it's time to go. Now, there are merits and demerits in those arguments. Mm-hmm. I think the position with you, Chairman, is somewhat different. I don't want to say this in a particularly aggressive way, but Chairman, you were one of the three directors at GPT who recommended the separation from Lendlease and the disastrous joint venture with Babcock and Brown, which has now destroyed $3, $4, $5 billion, it depends how you measure it. You also have a background where you were on the NAB board when they blew up $4 billion at Homeside. You then left the NAB board after the Forex scandal. As much as Boral is performing well under your leadership, and Boral won the Corporate Governance Company of the Year award last year, which Ethical Investor magazine puts out, Rod's done a great job. But the simple fact is that Australia doesn't have a culture of accountability in the Directors Club. The Directors Club remains too inbred, there are too few people doing too much, and there is no culture that says when someone blows up billions in one spot that they can be held account at other spots. Now, you've now had two with NAB and with GPT. GPT, most spectacularly, a disastrous decision. You've also reached the 10-year limit. You've been on this board since 1999, and you've just turned up here today, 2 days after the GPT implosion, and you've blithely declared you're going to serve another 3 years here, as if the billions you've just helped destroy over at GPT doesn't count for anything. Now, there is a question coming soon. The two other directors on the GPT committee who made that decision with you have both signalled that they will be retiring at next year's AGM. You are silent on that matter. So it appears that you have taken a decision to bat on as if nothing's happened. Now, clearly it will now come up to the rest of the board and your institutional shareholders to force this issue if you are not going to go quietly. And I put it to the rest of the board that you cannot maintain a culture that tolerates a top 100 company having a long-serving chairman with a record of billions of dollars being destroyed. All of you need to take the reins here. It's not a matter for Ken to stand here and say he's going to do it. It's not up to him. You first have to move on this issue. If you don't move on this issue, your institutional shareholders will move on it. And I'm telling you today, Ken, that if you do nominate to stand next year, I think you'll find there'll be some other candidates nominating, and I think you'll find there'll be quite a campaign against you. The years of lack of accountability are gone, and I simply ask you to consider your position and not put through Boral shareholders through an unnecessary and messy fight, which will inevitably come with the greater push on corporate accountability and governance that will flow from the global financial crisis, the destruction of billions, and most spectacularly, the $3 or $4 billion you've helped blow up this week at GPT.
Well, I'm not going to respond to the issues of GPT. I'll be held accountable by the shareholders of GPT for whatever actions I've taken or not taken. But I'm not accountable to the Boral shareholders for those actions. In terms of limits, the Boral board has not set any limit for a director's tenure. We've discussed the matter and decided that it's not appropriate. Some companies do. There is no law that says there has to be a limit, and we haven't set one. So I'm not coming up against any sort of limit. I will make my decisions about Boral when it's appropriate to do it, and I won't be pushed into it by somebody who wants to refer to some other company. You don't know what my intentions are in relation to GPT, and again, I'll make that decision in consultation with my board colleagues when it's appropriate to do so. So that's my response to your question. Next question, please.